Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. Today's topic is, how do you solve a problem like Maria? The people who are going to contribute to today's call have all watched a video, a short video. If you want to see it, I will gladly send it to you. All you have to do is text me. The person on the video, her name is not Maria. Her name is Marianne. And she had a Nikan experience a few days ago. And Ron's going to point out something here in a few minutes. Oh, I'm getting requests for the video. Okay, hang on. So I'm going to multitask here while we're doing this. And Wynn wants to play with us. So I'm going to send her the video. And then she's going to, if she wants to break away here. It's a short video of a person who had a reaction to Nikan products that is unparalleled to what she was expecting. And here's the context. It's August. It's August 5th. It's the beginning of August. For some of us, we're dying in the summer heat. For others, like myself, I had to put on a sweatshirt this morning because I'm sitting outside and it's a blustery, bitterly cold, 65 degrees. The humidity is up, the temperature is down. But Jeannie Zeden is going to tell us that it's blustery cold in Phoenix right now, too, and she got up for her 5 a.m. walk. And she had to wear, you know, like a parka, a toque, and some thermal gloves, and her thermal Nikan long johns, because it's so cold there in Phoenix, early in the morning. And I'm being sarcastic. It's really not. So, working for the win is great, yet I'll miss the mark. The work is the win. And here's another thought. Every leader will always have a mysterious side. The key is to read, listen, and watch. One other thought before Auntie Ann and Ron and anybody else who wants to clang around and play with us live. A little clang around is just a sidebar comment. Sorry. If you can keep your clanging and multitasking to a minimal, it won't drive some of us completely nuts because we can hear it. How do you solve a problem like Marianne? A few days ago, we were given all the information about an event that's coming up in December. Tickets go on sale for the Boss event in 3 days. On my wife, my one and only wife, first wife, okay, I don't plan on trading her in. No intention of that. 28 years, we're coming up on 28 years of marriage, and she will turn 50. Oh, my goodness. How old will she be? She will be 53 on August 8th, the same day that the tickets become available to the Boss event. And looking forward to the future, how do we get there? How do we solve a problem like Marianne? And if the work is the win, if the real win is to celebrate on December 8th, that night, with me, and no, we will not be celebrating at In-N-Out Burger. Okay. There's another restaurant that I've picked just literally a short walk, a few seconds from the Sonesta Hotel. And dinner will be on Denny. Okay. Not on me, but it'll be on Denny Rogers. If you're on Saturday AM Live and you're listening right now and you're part of the Rogers organization or you're not part of the Rogers organization and you want to come play with me on December 8th, My dad's going to pick up the tab, I think. Well, I haven't asked him yet. I think he's going to pick up the tab. So if you're planning on be there, how do you solve a problem like Marianne? How do we enjoy the work? Because really, that's the win. Ron? Auntie Ann? Oh, by the way, other than Ron, he's not eligible, but anybody else wants to play today, you're eligible. I will drop this prototype product that sounds like this. I'll drop it in the mail to you for free. And you'll get to have something that very few other people in Nikan North America have. It's a prototype product. And I'll tell you at the end of the call what it is. Everybody will be able to be in the know. Ron, Auntie Ann, Karen, Jeannie, Lori, Sandy, Melissa, who wants to go first?
You open your mouth.
Yeah, he who opens his mouth first wins. Except for you, Ron. You can't win.
Oh, I know.
Your wife can win. Renee can win.
Yeah.
Vance, are you asking how we're solving the problem of Maria or what you're holding in your hand? What's the question?
Nope.
Could you clarify?
The question is, you watched that video, right?
Right. Yes.
Okay. Give us your thoughts, and then the ladies first, and then Ron can go.
I would first of all thank her for being open to trying something to help her. And I would say, what do you think you'd feel like if your whole body spent 12 hours or 6 hours with this kind of energy? What do you think? And ask her, how do you think her body would feel if her whole body was, this was applied to her whole body? Not obviously in the form of insoles and loaner sleep system and water. And that's how I'd handle it if she was open.
She stopped by last night. She texted and said, can I swing by and get another pair of insoles for my friend Jeff, whose condition is worse than mine?
Oh, you didn't tell me.
Yeah, that's part of the problem. She's cleaning me out of house and home of all my insoles. I'm ready to pull out ones out of my shoes and sell them to her. But I don't like doing that. I don't like selling product that's used. I mean, I got all kinds of insoles here, some that should be thrown away because they're in bad shape. But do I register her as a consultant? Say, hey, Marianne, do you want to make some money here? Or do you want to just keep buying retail? And then last night, Stacy, my beloved wife of 28 years, almost 28 years, says, hey, Marianne, you remember that thing we were talking about grounding? And she said, yeah, I looked at that product, $180. And I said, well, you could walk out in your backyard. And she said, yeah, I could do that. And she said, but I really don't want to do that. And then Stacy said, do you remember when you and I were talking about how Vance said there's 90,000 nerve endings in your feet? And I told you, put that over to the side because we're not really supposed to talk about that. Do you think you've got a nerve ending thing going on in your feet? And Auntie Ann, you bring up a valid point. How would your body feel if you exposed your whole body? So what would you do with her, Auntie Ann? What would you do with Marianne?
Well, I would offer the whole thing that you just said, the idea that, hey, you know, you're looking to, you need a little extra cash because you could get this stuff for 20% less and help others. It's because it seems like you like helping people. And you know, and make some cash on the side so you can buy more product and just tell her your story. Your story. You, Vance.
Oh, she knows my story.
Or put her on with someone, you know, do a three-way if she's open. The big thing to me always is, are you open? That's Suzanne's first thing she ever taught me. And I always say that, you know, if you're open, or are you open to the possibility? And if they are, then, you know, just keep feeding her along. Like, you know what to do. But she,
really?
I loved that she said, I don't care how they work. They're great. I mean, it's all Dave Johnson thing, you know. They work real good. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm guilty of making things too complicated a lot. And, you know, going to the science and blah, blah.
Did she say what her condition was?
She just said her feet hurt, and now they don't.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, let me read what her condition, I found it. I remember looking at it a while ago. Let me see if I can find it again. Here we go. I'm not going to say the name of the condition because I'm not supposed to do that. It's inflammation in the foot. Oh, this isn't the one I was looking for. Inflammation, how common is it? About 1 in 10 people will develop this at some point in their life. What does it feel like? I'll take the P word out. Absolute agony when you stand up after sleeping or sitting down. It usually goes away after walking a few minutes. A dull, constant ache. Here's a good one. Sharp or stabbing agony when you use your affected foot or put pressure on your heel. another way of describing it, I found it, because I didn't know. I didn't know what it was. I have Nancy Cosman saved in my phone, and underneath her name, it says this condition. But I can't tell you the name of the condition because we're not allowed to do that. Do you know, Nancy, and did you hear, sidebar note. You know that the Oregon Health Sciences University 2 weeks ago published a list of words that we're not allowed to use, or at least if you're an employee there, at PhilHill, Oregon Health Sciences University. This is where Dr. Martin Plotkin, who was a gold consultant years ago, where he used to work. We're not allowed to use any of these words. Diabetes is one of them. Crazy is another one. Whiteboard, like a dry erase board, can't use that word. Whiteboard. So, along with other crazy words that we're not allowed to use in NECAN, this condition that Marianne suffers from is one of these words. She did
Vance,
not use that word. Yeah, go ahead.
This is Laurie, Auntie Ann's niece. I would sit down with her and have a talk. And I would share my story very briefly, like not even 2 minutes, probably a 30-second thing. And then I would say, what is it that you want? You've had this experience. There's the sky is the limit. Might you be interested in helping others and be in the business? Might you just be interested in exploring more and see the other products we have that can help you? Might you be interested in meeting some more of the NECAN family and discuss things with them? What is it that, you know, what's your dream? What are your goals? What do you want to do with your life? What's important to you? I would get to know her more. And yeah, she seems like she already wants to help someone if she's, you know, trying to get some more insoles. But I would sit and talk with her and get to know her and know what she wants to do. What's her next step? You know, get her to a place of, making a decision.
Lori, what if,
but
Lori, what
not
if I,
forcing her.
Yeah, Lori, what if I already told you I already did all that?
Did you do all that?
Yeah, and I offered her your phone number because she tried, she didn't do. Do or do not, there is no try. That's what Yoda taught us. She tried the vital balance, and yesterday morning she sent me a text and said, "This tastes terrible." So I
She's just got to jazz it up. She's got to jazz it up like all of us do. We all know that. That's an underlying thing, but we jazz it up. I put it with coconut milk. I add Ciaga. I know my sister Suzanne, she still has chocolate. She adds a little bit of that. You know, Tenzin Vital Balance. There's ways around all of that, but, you know, it's a journey. It's a journey. So you have to be patient.
So Lori, I gave her your phone number. I offered your phone number and I said, please call my friend Lori. She's seen your video. Your two videos that I shot from Master Day, and now you've seen her video. So the two of you are going to connect, and you're going to explain to her what you just explained to me, because I can't explain it the way you do. I tried. I said, the way you made it with a handful of frozen blueberries and water, I would not use water. I'd use coconut milk or almond milk. And she said to me last night, well, I don't drink milk. And Stacy looked at her and said, neither do we. Don't drink milk. Good grief. Who drinks milk?
You know, you throw in some frozen strawberries with the Pymag water, and now you have a shake.
Yeah.
Just strawberries.
Well,
I mean, there's so many different ways. But the whole point, Vance, is this. It's a journey, and you have to give them a little slice, and then you have to let them decide. Suzanne still is letting me decide on the business part of it. You know, it has to be a decision to what they want to do to move on. And right now she's exploring. So that's all there is right now. She's exploring. But there are ways to make that KVB just rock. You know, we all know this.
Well, here, just as a sidebar, this is a bunny trail. I'm just going to go down it really, really quick. Lori, you have taught me, and many others have taught me, in Niken, that are part of what I call the 100-pound club. These are people in Niken that have successfully dropped over 100 pounds from their body. Dropped, shed, exfoliated. They did not lose. They got rid of it. Losing means you're going to go find it again. What they've taught me from watching them from a distance and being up close to them and seeing their now bodies that are much smaller than they used to be, they have taught me that it is a journey. So thank you for that reminder. But there's other things we can do with the KVB to jazz it up. I add things to mine. I love organic peanut butter powder. I love collagen powder. I love chia seeds. I love flaxseed powder. Any ancient grain that you get into powder form and you add it to the KVB, it's only going to make it better, and it's only going to increase the protein.
So have her over your house and do a KVB bar with her. You know,
yep,
like you have a waffle bar, and you add all these toppings and stuff. You know, waffle bar, and you find your favorite topping. Have a KVB bar with her and say, hey, let's figure it out together.
Yep, that's my plan. That's my plan. So thank you. I want to go back to, if we can, I want to go back to Ron, who is sitting patiently. Ron, how do you solve a problem like Marianne? What would you do with it? And by the way, hang on a second. Billy, Wynn, Jeannie, Karen, Melissa, Sandy, any of you ladies, and Billy, sorry, Billy, any of you can follow Ron if you'd like to. And because Ron's the only one that's not eligible to win the prototype product. It's the best answer. It's the best response. And I don't have to be the one that votes. That's my secret voter. and I won't tell you who she is. So, Ron, what would you do with Marianne?
Well, like my wife just reminded me, there's two groups of people in the world. There's one that wants to solve their problem, and the other group of people, all they want to do is whine and complain and not pay any attention to anything else but what's going on in their head.
Well, another way to look at it, Ron, is there are two groups of people. The group that plays the lottery, or as Brian Tracy calls it, the stupid tax. Sorry, and I apologize if you play the lottery. But those who play the lottery, and then those who play life. The people that play the lottery waiting and hoping and wishing, you know, the odds are like 1 billion to 1 they're going to win, or 1 million to 1, or whatever the odds are. They're hoping life is going to happen to them. And then there are others who go out and they just make life happen. And those who are playing the lottery going, well, how come it's not happening to me? Because they're waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. Excellent answer, Ron.
So like Lori said, you have to find out what camp Marianne is in. So, and she sounds like she's, you know, halfway wants to figure something out, so.
Yeah, because she stated in the video, and those who haven't seen the video, all you got to do is text me or email me and I'll send it to you. Some people are still struggling, trying to get their deck chairs open like Charlie Brown. You've heard that analogy from me before. The video won't open and it won't play, and I apologize for that. But Ron, what struck you most about her video, watching her? And this is fresh. It's not even 5 days, 6 days old. She sent it to me on Monday. She had an absolute, let's see, how did she state it, Ron? 50 to 75% better. She was able to get out of bed in the morning and, as that description of her condition described, shooting agony. Marianne described it as her feet didn't feel like they were going to split wide open when she walked across the hardwood floor in her bedroom to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, she was just, she was surprised. She'd never heard something like this.
Oh, she's heard of it before, trust me. She's known the Rogers. Oh, yeah, she's known the Rogers for about, let's say, at least a decade. So she's known all about, her son actually used to work for me, and her son gave her a power band necklace. No, I'm sorry. He gave her one of the perfect length gold necklaces, or silver. Maybe it was silver. I don't remember. So she's heard of the technologies before.
Why did it take 10 years for her to have a pair in her shoes?
My guess was the need wasn't great enough.
Okay, hold it. The key word. Oh, stop the presses.
Need.
Stop the presses. The key word was whoever it was gave her a necklace. That is a killer. That's the worst thing you can do for somebody. If you give them something, they're not going to understand the value of the product. It's happened to me time and time again, especially with family members. Okay? You have to make them buy it. They have to cough up. They have to understand that they've invested something of themselves into feeling better or changing their situation. And obviously, if she's given something, she's not going to get it. She's not going to understand, like, the power, because it's for free, whatever. So, you know, hey, we can help some of them and we can't help some of them. And I think Lori's solution of asking her, what does she want? What's she looking for, is the only way to go. And I'm muting myself again.
Let me jump in. Okay. My sister Suzanne, okay, said, give it to them, let them try it and take it away. And that is exactly what she did to me. She gave it to me and then took it away. And she gave me the next product and took it away. And I had to make a decision whether I was going to invest in my own health. And it took a while, but I knew I needed it. There was a need, and I knew I needed it. And it was my decision. You cannot force anyone to make a decision. But, like my sister says, give them a little slice of the pie. My grandma's pie, her pumpkin pie, you'd go back into that refrigerator and take another slice. And back in it, because you take a little tiny slice. And you just, and then you got to wait and be patient. If my sister was not patient, and she prayed for me, and she was persistent, but she did not push me. She didn't use that other P. So now I'm going to mute, and I'm out of the conversation.
you.
Okay.
This is so funny. Okay, go ahead, Karen. Go ahead.
No, okay. This is Jeannie.
Oh, go Karen.
Oh, Jeannie.
Go Karen. That's all right, Jeannie. Go ahead.
Well, I what I've been learning with Richard Brooke is this: to cast a vision for the person. And he says something like, let's say that you use this for 30 days and you love it so much, it blew your mind. I mean, within weeks you notice whatever she noticed, which she already did. Would you be inclined to tell anybody about this product? And he says, be sure and use that language. And then you take it to the next conversation. Which is something like, and if you got those results and your friends got the same results, would you, and the company sent you a check, would you cash it? So, and then it goes from there. Well, sure. And okay, who else do you know? That kind of a thing. So he says, really, people want money. But they don't understand network marketing, and so that explains to them in ways that they can understand it. Oh yeah, I could tell people, you know, kind of builds their vision around it. So anyway,
okay,
say yes or no, and then you can go from there.
Right. Here's some more intel about her condition, and I will say her condition at the very end of the call. Okay. The best way to treat this condition is to avoid overusing your feet.
So stop walking.
Oh, Lord.
Don't walk barefoot on hard surfaces. Wear supportive shoes. Replace your sneakers every 6 to 9 months or after you've walked or run. But I thought you're not supposed to walk. If you have a health condition and you're likely to develop this condition, you might not be able to prevent it. How do you treat it? There are at least a dozen ways to treat it and 2 different types of surgeries. Or splurge and spend $75 on a pair of insoles that Vance hands you at church. She already Venmo'd me the money. She bought them. So you are right on track, Auntie Ann, when you say if you give it to somebody, you're not placing value on it. Please stop doing that, folks. Unless you're going to take it away like Suzanne has taught her sister and her aunt. So, Karen? Oh, no, Laura, you don't get any bonus points for guessing the name of the condition. That you're going to get the prototype regardless.
Okay, but I had that. I know I said I wasn't going to talk again, but I had that. So when you said all of those, that was the first moment. My sister gave me insoles. I slid them into my slippers. 30 minutes later, she took them away. She said, what are you feeling? And I said, I don't have any discomfort. I didn't say that word because I didn't know you couldn't say the other word. And then she took them away. And that was my first experience. So, yes, I know exactly what she had. And now, for real, I'm not jumping in anymore.
Absolutely. Okay, so, Karen, before you go, let me go back even further. 30 years ago, almost 31 now, It'll be 31 next month. A conversation between the Dennys, Denny Rogers and Dennis Williams, at the San Antonio airport. The only thing that Dennis Williams gave Denny Rogers was a packet of information. No product. No product. No product. The only thing that Char Rogers saw was a pair of insoles in Ruth Williams' shoes. Ruth Williams didn't give her the product. My parents bought it. All my mom wanted was two pair of insoles, a pair for her and a pair for grandma. Dad had to buy his own product. I call that basically a $3 million business decision. It was worth the $1,200 that they invested to get started, because to date they've earned well over $3 million. It's probably approaching $4 million over the 31 years. So is it worth it? And to get results? Absolutely. Absolutely. Karen, what say you?
There is a Far Eastern saying, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Okay? The student was ready. She was ready to listen. And all of a sudden, she noticed. Okay? And you were patient enough after 12 years to be there for her when she was ready. And so now she's identified herself as a customer. She's also potentially in identifying herself as someone who wants to build a business. So one of the things that we're doing in NUKEN is we're starting to identify, or let people self-identify, if they want to do the business. So Jeannie's questions are perfect.
Karen, I don't know if it was just your phone or my ear that cut out, but before you said Jeannie's questions are perfect, maybe it was just mine, which is fine. But you and I have been on this journey a while, and we encounter people like Marianne, and I don't want to open up the, inch and three-quarter pre-connect fire hose from, engine 6.2. A little reference there to my former occupation as a volunteer firefighter. I don't want to fire hose her with everything. She's looking at all the products. She's looking online. She's searching. She's doing her own research. She knows who Dave Balzer is because I've sent her a couple of videos, and I send her other things. And last night's conversation was about grounding. So it's very fascinating.
So as a facilitator for personal development workshops, okay, over 30 years ago, my mentor taught us, stay a step behind. A good facilitator stays a step behind. And you're staying a step behind. You're letting her tell you, and you're reading the signals. And that's what a good facilitator does. And that's what we are as consultants. We're facilitators. Sometimes people need a little bit of a helping or a guiding hand, okay, which is where the Richard Brooks questions come in, because people don't realize it in those terms.
Okay. So Wynn, Billy, Melissa. I'm just calling out names of people that I know who have been texting me, who have now watched Marianne's video. And ultimately, I want to build this up to the fact that 3 days from now, all of us have the opportunity to go to the Boss event in Irvine. By the way, those of you who are going to be there, you'll get to meet Nancy Birchman, Nancy Cahey. She has two different last names because somebody screwed up on her name tag like 28 years ago. And everybody at NUKEN thinks her name is Nancy Cahey. It's not. It's Nancy Birchman. Okay? Little slip. But my point is this, you'll get to meet her if you make that decision, you actually show up in person. This event, the beginning stage planning of this event started 4 years ago. And Ben Woodward said something that was absolutely brilliant. When the Tribe of Five, that's what I call them, the five Nikan consultants, a few weeks ago, met with the Tribe of Four, Nikan management team, and some of us got to watch a two-hour Zoom a few Mondays ago. But Ben Woodward said it best. He said, it was so good to be with these people in person. It was so good. So good.
Vance?
You're planning on, yes, go ahead, Nancy. Thank you. Nancy, you haven't seen the video because I know I sent it to you and you said it couldn't open. But you, without saying the name of the condition, by the way, I called you when Marianne first told me that she was dealing with the same decision. And on the video, she says, I don't know why I did it, but I decided to put them in my socks and sleep with the insoles in my socks that night. And I know why she did that. Why? Because Nancy Cosman told me to tell her that, and I did. She totally forgot that I told her that Nancy is the one that taught me how to do that because this condition is so bad. And please, please, Nancy, since we're recording this, do not name the medical condition because I can get in a lot of trouble.
Okay. I shan't do that. But it does sound like it just planted itself right in the bottom of her feet. And believe me, I know from what I talk. If you recall about, and I was just trying to think about how long ago it was, maybe 15 years ago, a total stranger, I met through my cousin in Wilmington, Delaware. And when I finally did get the chance to meet her eyeball to eyeball at his daughter's wedding, I went over to her and I stood in front of her and I said, "Hi, I'm Nancy Cosman." She jumped up, she embraced me, and she said, "You saved my life." Mm. I've never had anyone do that to me before or since, but it's like, and every time she would get in the dance floor, "Nancy, look, I can dance now." So yeah, they're powerful.
Nancy, let me ask you this question, because this is what typically happens with Nikan people. Well, Vance, what kind of insoles did you sell Mariette?
This is when the old mag steps were there.
Right. Mariette wanted the smooth ones without bumps.
Okay.
But my beloved, redheaded, brilliant wife said, "Do you remember, Marianne, when Vance said 90,000 nerve endings in each feet?" Okay, set that aside. That's a medical condition. That's a medical term. We're not talking medical stuff. She said, shove that over to the side. She said, "Marianne, maybe you have a nerve ending problem in your feet, and these little bumps, they might help with that." She bought a pair of M steps, and she wanted the M stride. Because she thought the bumps would hurt her feet. But I know that the Japanese walk on pebbles in the bathhouses to stimulate those 90,000 nerve endings in the feet. So wouldn't it behoove us to maybe not walk on pebbles because it hurts? Because what I just read about this condition, yeah, it literally plants itself right in the bottom of your feet. And, I mean, whew. The facets that come out of it are just terrible, agonizing.
I would seriously doubt that most people could tell the difference between the strides and the steps. I actually tested myself on this a long time ago. I have one of each in the sneakers that I wear to walk. And if you paid me $1 million, I could not tell you which is which.
Yeah, I can. But I grew up walking on gravel. You can desensitize your feet. No, and I still do it every once in a while. I'll run. I have a video of me chasing an eagle, and then I realize I'm running on rocks. Stacy shot the video. But Nancy, getting back to the core issue, you're one of the people that I know, Sandy Martin is another one, you're one of the people that I know, I don't believe you've never been to a big Nikin event clear across the country. Would you go to the BOSS event in December?
I would consider it.
You would consider it. Okay. I'm not trying to put you on a spot. I'm just,
no, I know.
Because I've never had that privilege of going to a big event. I've been to big events in Ohio with you. I'll never forget the first one where, you know, and the first time I met you. I'll never forget those things. But my point is, I'm going to ask Mary Ann, by the way, folks, this is how Vance's brain works. I'm going to ask Mary Ann when I see her tomorrow at our church barbecue, hey, would you consider going with me in December to the Sneak-In event? She's from Southern California.
Mm.
And she hates to drive in Southern California more than I'd hate to drive. And she's from there. But we talked about it last night. Yeah, we talked about In-N-Out Burger. We talked about both of our daughters, her daughter Anna and our daughter Emily, they both live just down the road from each other in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
So she'd have vested interest in going. So I'm just going to pose the question and say, hey, I'm not trying to get the cart before the horse, but would you want to go to an event with me? She can't bunk with me because Stacy won't allow that. That's not an option.
You know, while everybody's been talking, a license plate that I saw a couple of months ago that really stayed with me, NT, BT, and the letter U, which I read to mean not about you. And I've learned with Nikin that people are not going to do it on your time schedule. And sometimes when we want it more for them than they want it, we have to stop and reconsider that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I don't want to mess up because I've messed up so many people in 31 years because I've gotten so excited about the results. So this is where I just keep deferring to my wife.
Well, it wasn't their time yet. And, you know, with this, how long did it take me? So, you know, everybody has their own time schedule. Nobody knows exactly what someone else is living.
And all of us have our own journey,
right.
As Lori said, that we don't know. My journey took from September 24th, when I first heard the name Nikin, to December 2nd.
On my birthday, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I know. You and I have all these dates in common.
I know.
Yeah. By the way, if you haven't heard this good news, folks, Nancy Cosman's renewal date is Vance and Stacy's anniversary date. We don't know how that happened, but it's kind of a funny quinkadink, as they say. I just want to go over this really quick. Go ahead, Anthony.
Sorry, I just have to interject this. When I first was exposed to Nikin by Suzanne, I thought it was just Suzanne and four other people that maybe did Nikin, because up in New Hampshire, we don't have a lot of people that do Nikin. So she posed the question to me, would you like to go, you know, to St. Louis? And I'm like, well, it wasn't on my bucket list, but she and Jeff were going to St. Louis for a Nikin event, and I thought, all right, I'll go. What the heck? I walked in that room. I will never forget the feeling I got when I saw thousands of people, and it was thousands, in a room that were all doing Nikin. And I was like flabbergasted. This was very early on in my Nikin exposure, like 20 years ago. I couldn't believe it. I was hooked. And then went to Humans Being More. So I think it's a great idea to invite her, since you can drive there. Unfortunately, we can't drive there.
I'm not driving, Auntie Ann, 18 hours with Mary Ann. Okay.
Oh,
I
it's
love
that
her.
Far. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's
well,
18
anyway.
Hours. It's
okay.
Brutal. Brutal.
Well, maybe get on a Greyhound. But anyway, it's but I just wanted to let you know how impressed I was by the number of people that were involved in something that was totally foreign to me. So why not ask her? You know, the answer's always
why not?
No.
Why not? No, I already asked somebody. I already asked somebody to room with me. He's on the call right now. He'll remain nameless. But he already wrote me back a text, and he said, why not my not? His niece is getting married, and my not, is it North Dakota or South Dakota? I apologize for not remembering. That's the birthplace
North.
Of Dennis Williams. North. It's North
Dakota.
Dakota, yeah. Nancy would know because she spent time there. But here's my point. Rita Hand keeps asking me, man, just get to the point. If you've never been to a Nikan event, I would really encourage you to start looking. Again, it's 4 months away, 5 months away, 4 months away. Don't rule it out. Oh, it's cold that time of year. It's not cold in Southern California that time of year. It's really not. It's wonderful. I get to go down and hang out with my favorite middle daughter. I only have one favorite middle daughter. Okay? I only have one middle daughter. And we are so excited about getting to hang out a little bit. I'm going 2 months prior to hang out with her too. But for this event, I get to hang out with her a little bit. But that's not the purpose of this trip. The purpose of this boss event, all the information's on the front office, folks. All you got to do is log in, put your ID number and your password, and then click on the word where it says tools. And it pops up. It's on the right-hand side, I believe. Is that where I found it? No, sorry, yeah, far right-hand side. If you click on tools on your front office, there's no such thing as the back office, folks. It's the front office. It's right there, just right there in front, okay? I don't know why they keep calling it the back office. But all the information is right there on how to win, how to get it for free. You earn it. All the qualifications, 1 through 4, Jeannie and I were talking about these last night. Very attainable. Very attainable. Oh, only downside is the boss event will only be in English. So if you speak Portuguese, you're going to have to get a translator. That's what it says there. I'm just reading it. Oh, one other thing I want to point out, too, when someone like Marianne registers, $40. Sorry, $39.95. I rounded up to $40. $40, and what do you get for that? In that $40, does anybody know? Ding, 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 ding. Welcome letter from the CEO. QR codes for key business materials. Summary of the 30-day journey. One printed catalog. One printed product catalog. One Kinko power band necklace. That's worth the $40 right there. And a printed Nikan folder that is branded literature carryall. That is a branded literature carryall. Cool. So I want Marianne to sign up so I can see what she gets, because this $40 pack sounds like a good deal. And I'll just say, hey, if you don't want that power band necklace, I'll take it off your hands for you. This is just new stuff. I'm reading it. It's in the tools. So thank you for playing the game today, all of you who participated. And you are still eligible. There's 3 minutes left if you want to jump in and play. play how to solve a problem like Marianne.
Have you considered asking her what the two of you need to do to help get her where she wants to be quicker?
Oh, no, no, I'll ask her that tomorrow.
You don't start using a product with the intention of forming a business around it.
You do. Her name is Char Rogers.
Well, okay. Well, then ask her if she wants to change her name.
Yeah. And the reason I know, Nancy. Sorry. You think I'd be able to get through these illustrations without losing it? I stood with Char Rogers, all of 5'1", 5'2", in the summer of 1986, right after I graduated from high school. I stood on a sand floor in a strip mall and heard her lay out her plans for her business venture. It was a restaurant. And I looked at her and I said, Mom, what if it doesn't take? What if nobody comes and buys your product? I'm looking at a dream, but it's a sand floor and glass windows and no sheetrock. They hadn't even finished yet. And she said, well, if nobody comes and buys my product, I guess we'll just do something else. And 3 months after she opened, she was writing herself a check. And in the restaurant industry, that is unheard of. You don't usually break even, and the owner doesn't start taking a salary until typically 3 years. Yeah. Frozen yogurt, folks. Frozen yogurt in 1986. Who knew? But you're right, Nancy. You don't usually go into a business venture based on a product experience, but people do it all the time. The guy who bought the company, who liked the razor so much, I liked it so much I bought the company. That was an old marketing TV commercial from like 30 years ago. I don't care about buying Vic razor or Schick or any other razor. I use goat's milk soap because my dear friend Rita Hand sent me a goat's milk shaving bar. I tell people about using goat's milk soap all the time for shaving. Mm. It's amazing. Nikon doesn't sell it, but I tell people about it all the time. But I'm really looking forward to being at the Boss event. You're going to hear me talk about it a lot. I'm looking forward to some of you I've only met over the phone. And I'm looking forward to treating you to dinner that night on the 8th. But you got to show up. Oh, there are some other perks to showing up, by the way. Whatever you spend for the ticket, I believe the ticket is $199. Tickets go on sale on the 8th, on Stacy's birthday. Whatever you spend on the ticket, that will get reimbursed to you in the form of product. What? How is that possible? Well, it is. Oh, by the way, that's a Saturday AM Live special. That's not a Nikon special. When you show up, when you make the commitment to be there, $200 worth of free product from Nikon. I get to choose the product, though. Well, you get to choose it, but there are some fine print at the bottom, so don't get too excited. So, anyways, one of you is going to win a prototype product, and it will be up to the judge to decide who. I will contact her later today to find out who gave the best answer. Lori Jones already wrote to me and said, Vance, you know my address, so just go ahead and send the product now. Oh, by the way, that's a good comment. The Virginia A-Team will be at the Boss event. Barb Satterwhite, Mary Bowser, and Gwen. They are all three looking forward to seeing you there in person, not on a screen, but actually in person. And if you want to learn how to do the business and how to have some fun, like the Virginia A-Team, as they refer to themselves, well, you might want to consider coming to that event. So, anyways, hey, everyone. Thank you for playing Saturday AM Live with me. Next week, we're going to have a special guest. Nancy, you want to guess what her name is?
Marianne.
Well, I was going to go with Nancy, but Marianne might be a fun one, too. I'm going to ask her at church tomorrow if she'd want to play with me on Saturday AM Live next Saturday. And if she says no, I will find somebody out there in North America who has the name Marianne. There's a lot of Marys in the Cleveland area, evidently. Strong Catholic community. I guess that's what you folks do in Cleveland. Everybody gets named Mary if you're... Sorry, I had to go there. I really am sorry.
I don't think I'll touch that one.
Don't touch that. Yeah, so I am so sorry. Yes. Folks, I will be here all day. I will be here all day if you need some comedic humor. And if you don't want that comedic humor, then don't. then don't call me. But no, next Saturday, I am going to ask Marianne if she wants to share her story and answer your questions of why she didn't, you know, all these questions that I asked everybody this morning. I thought that would be fun. So I'm going to answer. And then
want us to kind of underhandedly prompt her that maybe she should think about becoming a consultant?
I'm about 100% confident she'll be a consultant by next Saturday.
Oh, my. Good for you.
Is my intentions, it's not so much to save her the money on the Niken products. She likes earning money.
Okay, well, that's big.
And bigger than that, she likes helping people.
They work kind of together sometimes.
She would not have stopped by last night to pick up a pair of insoles for her friend if she doesn't like helping people.
Absolutely.
She traveled all the way to Rwanda in March. I've got a picture in my phone of her hugging and embracing two little Rwandan kids, boy and a girl. That would just melt your heart.
Mm.
So, yep.
She's a good person.
She's a great person. So, okay. Anyways, now Ron and Julie Clark's wanting to weigh in on the game and is asking me for the video. So, Julie, it's on its way. I'll get it to you in a second. Do want to remind everybody, it's August 5th. Tickets go on sale for the Boss event. Please go on the website. Check it out. And remember, as I stated at the very, very beginning of our call today, the work is the win. Have fun enjoying the work. It's the journey. Every single person is on the same journey with us. And the work is the win. The win is not the, I mean, it's a win-win-win, you know, the trifecta, but it's the process. And it's all part of that journey. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And one of you is going to get this prototype product. I can't wait to find out. I'll announce that next Saturday, by the way, who wins it. Oh, I was going to tell you what it is. I almost forgot. Nancy, you're supposed to help remind me of these things.
I didn't get that memo.
And Nancy, do you want to take a guess what the prototype product is?
Well, with that sound, I thought maybe it's something to wake your spouse in the middle of the night. I don't know.
No. That's not a good idea. Do you know why it's not a good idea? Because I just read that this morning. Let's see. Let me find it right here. Where'd it go? Oh, sorry. I just read it. Oh. Whoever, here it is. If one blesses his neighbor with a loud voice early in the morning or in the middle of the night, it will be counted as a curse to him. That's not a proverb. Sorry.
To him.
I don't.
Not to her, but just to him.
Just to him. Just to the neighbor. Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. Now I know I've been a curse and a loud noise to the neighbors out here. But it's 8:00. It's okay. The prototype product is something, Nancy, that you used to deal with your feet issue.
Oh, the
that planted itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. The prototype product is a throwback to 1975.
Whoa.
The very first product that Niken introduced. What is that product?
I thought it was a MagStep.
It is. And I'm holding them in my hand. And by the way, folks, Niken is not going to reintroduce insoles with big bumps and bigger bumps. But whoever spoke this morning, whoever is the winner, and that's up to the judge to decide, not me, they will be receiving these in the mail. So if it's not Lori Jones, who I already have her address, if it's not Nancy Cosman, because I already have her address, if it's not Karen or Jeannie, then whoever it is. But it can't be Ron, because he already won a Niken Comforter.
I just have a suggestion for people who may have old MagSteps and don't like the bumps, sometimes...
Send them to Vance. Send them to Vance.
Or put them under the insole in your shoe, and you'll still get a benefit from them.
Send them to Vance.
Okay, send them to Vance.
I will sell them or give them away, and I sell them for top dollar. They're an antique product, limited edition. They can just not make them anymore. No, true story. I just sold a Mag Creator, and I told the gal that I was going to charge her four times as much as what they used to sell them for. And she said, get it in the mail.
Oh, my.
Get it in the mail. I was joking. I sold it to her for the regular retail price, and I did not charge her the $13 shipping. So, yeah, but if you don't want your old insoles, your old Mag Steps with big bumps on one side and bigger bumps on the other, send them to Vance. I love them. I absolutely love them. They don't work as good as fast. They don't give us better balance and warmer feet. These are side benefits that Vance has discovered. I'm not making medical claims. I think the M Strides and the M Steps work better, but that's just merely my opinion. But if you don't want them, send them to me. Okay? So thank you for playing the game of Saturday AM Live. Today's topic was how do you solve a problem like Marianne? And she is going to be absolutely mortified when she finds out that we talked about her for over an hour. But she did give me permission to share her video with any and all of our Nikan family. So if you want it, and you haven't received it, and I will, Nancy. I was going to script it this morning, but I ran out of time. I was going to script the whole testimony because she did a beautiful job without making any medical claims and without using any of the taboo words other than the word it was painful.
Mm. Well, she can use that word because she's really not at this point.
She can use whatever word she wants to,
exactly. Right.
She could even use the word diabetes or whiteboard or crazy. Yeah, Nancy, I'll send you the list of words that Oregon Health Sciences University says that we can't use anymore if you're an employee there. You'll go, what on earth have we come to?
And who's going to monitor and what are they going to do about it?
Apparently, I guess, if you're an employee there, that you get a demerit, and then you might get fired or something. I don't know.
What books are they banning now? Okay.
It's crazy. It's craziness. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you for being on the call. Thank you for those who contributed. And I look forward to hearing from everybody next Saturday. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you real soon. Ciao for now.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.